couple minutes at the top of the hour here on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM, as we do every day, every Wednesday. We talked to one of the bloggers from over at AnchorRising.com. Justin Katz is with us today. What's going on there, Justin?
Good evening, Matt.
How you doing?
To be every night. Every night.
Every night?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if I could come up with the courage to go on the radio every night like you do. I'd love to give it a try.
I don't know if it's courage or if it's stupidity. We'll have to figure that out.
Maybe
at the
a
end
little
of the...
insanity, but
a little bit. What's going on in the blog today?
Well, one thing that we've been sort of feeling is it's almost like a creepy serenity around the budget battle. I mean, the legislature didn't really add anything to the governor's proposal that would fire us right-wingers up. Yet there hasn't been a sort of primal scream of pain from the other side that an adequate budget should have elicited. It's as if there's a sort of a feeling of good enough. I mean, on the taxpayer side, the budget's sort of good enough to refrain from spitting into a turning tide. Things seem to be turning the right way, so there's a waiting expectation for maybe it'll get better. And on the left, labor and special interest side, it's as if it's good enough to hold the grip until the next battle. But what's disconcerting about that is the degree to which it's almost as if everybody sort of knows that the quote-unquote balanced budget is just a lot of smoke, mirrors, and numbers games.
Mm.
I think Stephen Costantino actually said something to that effect, that yeah, we're going to have to revise these come November. And in particular, I've had an eye on Bob Walsh's proposal. Bob Walsh, the executive director of the National Education Association of Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
his proposal to start giving the state pension system essentially partial ownership of the lottery in lieu of this year's annual $250 million payment to the lottery system. But he made his suggestion suspiciously late in the game for it to have any effect on this budget. And then in the comment sections on Anchor Rising last week or earlier this week, he sort of let it be known that he's happy to wait until the November revaluation and that he's sort of laying groundwork now, floating an idea that he'll push perhaps after the elections are done, when people are heat up in that political mood.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many schemes like that are built right into this entire budget.
Well, you know, we'll find out, and we'll probably find out way too late to do anything about it. Justin, thanks for the call, and check Justin's postings out at AnchorRising.com, the best political blog in the face of the earth. AnchorRising.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about those arguments that are going on up at the Smith Hill right after the news on the Matt Allen Show at WPRO 99.7 FM.